## tier 2 stories. Brief RSS summaries mention if relevant. NTSB releases dramatic photos of moments before deadly UPS plane crash. 3 pilots on the UPS plane were killed along with 11 more people on the ground near Kentucky's Muhammad Ali International Airport. Frida Kahlo's self-portrait sells for $54.7 million, shattering record for female artists. A 1940 self-portrait by Frida Kahlo has sold for $54.7 million and made auction history at Sotheby's in New York. Maryland mother deported to Vietnam months after being detained by ICE. A Maryland mother was deported to Vietnam, her attorney confirmed Wednesday, after she was detained and released by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement earlier in the year. CDC website changes to include false claim about autism and vaccines. Multiple CDC officials familiar with the situation said the change was made by political appointees without input from relevant agency staffers. As embryo donations surge, more families choosing connection over anonymity. In July, Claire Kilcullen gave birth to her daughter Marlo, thanks to a frozen embryo donated by a couple from Canada. As Joe Linkent reports, it's part of a growing movement to maintain a connectee. CDC website changed to include false claim about autism and vaccines. A page of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website was changed to include a false claim about autism and vaccines. Multiple CDC officials familiar with the situation said the Chan. Fuji's rapper sentenced to 14 years for illegal Obama campaign contributions. Rapper Praz Michelle of the Fugees has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for a case in which he was convicted of illegally funneling millions of dollars in foreign contributions to the 20. Zelensky receives draft plan from U.S. aimed at ending war. Kyiv said it plans to work on points of the plan it received from the U.S. that's aimed at restarting diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine. For charged in scheme to export NVIDIA AI chips to China. Justice Department officials allege that the four conspired to illegally export advanced NVIDIA graphics processing units to China through Malaysia and Thailand. TSA may start charging a fee for travelers without a real ID or other approved ID. The TSA plans to charge a fee for air passengers who lack a real ID or other accepted form of identification. Dick Cheney remembered at funeral as having devotion to America over party. Dick Cheney's daughter Liz Cheney, an outspoken critic of President Trump, said her father knew the bonds of party must always yield to the single bond we share as Americans. Watch. TSA proposing fee for passengers without real ID or passport. Airplane passengers without a real ID or passport could face an $18 fee under a new rule proposed by the Transportation Security Administration. Zelensky says Ukraine ready to honestly engage with U.S. peace plan. The proposal, which the White House confirmed on Thursday without providing details, echoes many long-held Russian demands. Researcher smuggling arrest casts light on dispute over Chinese students. As some lawmakers press U.S. universities to curtail ties with China, a postdoctoral student's prosecution raises questions about how big the danger actually is. Frida Kahlo portrait sells for $55 million, setting her auction record. The surrealistic self-portrait was made in 1940, a turbulent year in the Mexican artist's life as her health and marriage deteriorated. Immigrants fined up to $1.8 million for remaining in U.S. sued Trump administration. A lawsuit challenges fines of up to $1.8 million imposed on immigrants remaining in the U.S. illegally despite their efforts to comply with federal immigration laws. Eric Swalwell announces run for California governor, vows to be protector and fighter. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat California, announced on Thursday he is launching a campaign for California governor in 2026. Missouri Attorney General takes new legal aim at mail-order abortion pills over safety concerns. Missouri Attorney General sues FDA over generic mifepristone approval, alleging safety concerns and hospital complications from mail-order abortion pills. Biden DOJ subpoenaed Jim Jordan's phone records covering more than 2 years. The Department of Justice subpoenaed the personal phone records of House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan in 2022, seeking the Ohio Republican and Oppo's phone data covering a more than two-year period. AOC sounds off on Trump-Mamdani meeting as NYC's mayor-elect prepares to take office. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani is prepared to meet with anybody ahead of his meeting with President Donald Trump.